is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of different things around the Umpqua Valley and from the Umpqua Executive. The Umpqua Economic Development Partnership, the Executive Director, Brian Prowitz. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, big week last week. You had the Economic Summit. That was, 3 days?
Yeah, we had tours in three different places on Tuesday the 13th, and then we had the two-day summit at Seven Feathers on the 14th and 15th.
And how many people were involved in this?
We ended up with about 210 total registered people between the tours and the summit itself. A good portion of those, good chunk of those folks were speakers because we had a lot of panels and a lot of speakers at the summit. So, I think we probably had 150 people in the room at any given time, pretty much during the summit for the 2 days at the casino.
So, what was the idea behind doing all this?
The opportunity came up 2 years ago for us to host a regional economic conference, essentially, and so the idea was that we would be able to really sort of prove the relevance of the partnership by bringing people together throughout the region, basically have this conference and try to build collaboration within our region. 2 years ago, we did Douglas, Jackson, and Josephine counties. This year, we added Coos and Curry to that as well. So it truly was the entire five-county Southwest Oregon region. And the collaboration and the conversations about some of the big issues that we face in our region really drove the purpose behind this. But we want the partnership and we want Douglas County to be a relevant partner and collaborator on all of these fronts that we talk about when we talk about the economy.
So you did tours of three places. What were they?
Yeah, we had tours in Josephine County and Grants Pass, and then over in Coos County and Coos Bay, plus the world-class manufacturing tour we put together here in Roseburg. So we started at Orenco. We went to North River Boats and had a tour, and then we went over to Seven Robotics on Diamond Lake Boulevard to see what they do there. And so that was pretty great. Over on the coast in Coos Bay, it was a tour of their incubator over there. There's a thing called the Southern Oregon Innovation Hub. And over at the Newmark Center at Southwestern Oregon Community College, they have a business incubator where people can go to start their businesses, grow their businesses, take classes. And so there was a tour of that. They ended up over at the Mill Casino for a traditional salmon bake. And throughout the entire thing, there were presentations. Pacific Coast Intermodal Port Project made a presentation there. And so that's what happened over on the coast. And then in Grants Pass, they started at the Welcome Center in downtown Grants Pass and did a walking tour that included a stop at Dutch Bros Roasting Facility. And then they also have an incubator there in Grants Pass. And so a lot of talk about entrepreneurship, small business, and community development took place in both the Coos Bay and the Grants Pass tours.
So for Coos Bay and Grants Pass, now, those were on the same day, right? Or were they?
Yeah, they were all concurrent. So at 11, from 11 to 3 on Tuesday the 13th, we had groups of people doing tours in Grants Pass, Coos Bay, and Roseburg at the same time.
Wow. And then talk about at the casino.
Yeah, so we started with a nice little reception on Tuesday night. And then on Wednesday, the panels began. And we covered everything from we kind of tried to crowdsource solutions to big problems that we face in our communities in our opening panel. We ended up with some neuroscientists talking about the brain and how the brain works because we wanted to talk about the next gen workforce, trying to encourage employers to think about how their future workforce thinks. And so these neuroscientists from Northwest Noggin came down from Portland State University, and they had brain samples, and people made brain cells out of pipe cleaner while Bill Greaser and Jeff Leek were speaking. It was really great. I have some amazing pictures that ended up in our app that we use for the event of people you and I both know with a look on their face like they were third graders. Just holding a brain and learning about how it all works caused everybody to just go to, it was next level. It was so great, which was the intent. I wanted to kick the thing off with a different approach to things instead of just a bunch of people getting talked at. And then we had breakout sessions throughout the day. We talked about Roseburg and Coos Bay cities, efforts to increase housing. Housing ended up becoming a really big conversation throughout this whole entire thing. A session on access to capital. We talked about sewer solutions that can open up development for communities that might be facing infrastructure stress. We had a site locator come from Minneapolis to talk about what Southwestern Oregon should be doing or potential businesses that could be recruited here. We had a big presentation from the Pacific Coast Intermodal Port. We talked about power resilience in the future. And then Wednesday night, I'm really proud of this too. As you know, the partnership is really involved in pitch night and entrepreneurship. And as my network has grown, I've gotten to become friends with people around the state. And there's an organization called the Oregon Entrepreneur Network. And the person that runs it's named Kara Toronto. And they do pub talks around the state of Oregon, mostly in Portland, but every once in a while they go outside the city to do a pub talk. Well, they had a pub talk scheduled for Wednesday, May 14th, before we knew that we were having our event. And so we invited them down. So we literally did an Oregon Entrepreneur pub talk on Wednesday night where we had entrepreneurs from all five counties make a presentation about their company. The exposure they got in front of the audience was fantastic. And then we had experts on distribution and access to capital for entrepreneurs talk about ways that these budding businesses essentially can help scale their business through solutions to distribution and access to capital issues. And so that was a really fun thing Wednesday night. Then on Thursday, we had a keynote speaker named Ginger Johnson, who talked to us about the power of connection. She was totally epic. And then more breakouts. The Umpqua Indian Development Corp had a presentation about their economic development efforts. They talked a little bit about the Safeway Rite Aid project in downtown Roseburg. The city of Sutherland and Rogue Workforce out of the Rogue Valley presented with the city of Sutherland on some of their workforce housing works. And then we also heard from Envision Roseburg and the Medford 2040 Vision project out of Medford talking about how communities are envisioning their future. And we finished up with the Philanthropy Powerhouse. We had representation and the leadership from Ford Family, Oregon Community Foundation, Bandon News Charitable Foundation, the Umpqua Indian Foundation, and Jackson County United Way, all talking about the future of our economy in Southwestern Oregon from the point of view of philanthropy. And that was a smart move by me, because by the time it gets to 2 o'clock on Thursday after a 2-day event, if you think my description of the event took a long time, imagine 2 straight days. And then what do you do at the end to keep people there after lunch? Well, we had the Philanthropy Powerhouse and the whole thing came off great. It was a tremendous success. I'm so proud of everybody that helped put the thing together. And I just think it was a huge win.
Well, obviously this sounds logistically really big to organize. That's probably putting it mildly. Why would you want to take on something this big?
I mean, it's about the conversation. It's about participating in and being proactive in Douglas County and throughout the Southwestern Oregon region of bringing really smart people together to look at the problems that we face and trying to find solutions. If we could be the catalyst for that, if we can be bringing people who have solved some of these big problems, and I'm talking about housing and childcare and workforce development and even recruiting new businesses to a place, if we can be proactive on those fronts, then we're doing what we're supposed to be doing as stewards of this place and trying to improve the economy, make it more vibrant. So it's really, I kind of thought about it as I did the work on this, and I had help. I had a committee of people from throughout the region that were helping me. My board obviously was very much involved, but a lot of it came down to me and the amount of time I was spending on it. And I was thinking, if I wasn't doing this, what economic development work would I be doing right now? And I don't know the answer to that question, but I will tell you that the work that went into this was economic development, because I was talking to all these experts all over the place and encouraging them to come here. And so the work itself of setting this up really was a great way to promote Douglas County as hopefully a leader in the region when it comes to economic development. And then obviously we hope that these things leverage into great things that come in the future.
All right, more when we come back. Brian Prowitz, Executive Director of the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership, the interview podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1. Tomorrow, we're going to get a preview of the upcoming fire season. Pat Scripp from the Douglas Forest Protective Association will be in on Inside Douglas County. Brian Prowitz, Executive Director of the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership, talking about the summit event. Now, how many years have you done this?
This was our second Southwestern Oregon Economic Summit.
And more people this time?
Yeah, we saw nice growth. I really was hoping for about 200 sold tickets. We didn't quite hit that number, but the room was full and everybody was good and the right people were in the room, I think.
And I imagine for all these folks, I mean, a lot of the business leaders in Southwest Oregon probably at times feel like our sector of the state gets left out. And when you see the, you know, the development, some of the big things that have come in, it all seems to be Eugene North. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people would like to see that change.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And there are people working on that. And a lot of it has to do with where the ground is and where the resources are. I mean, we talk a lot about things like data centers, but data centers take a tremendous amount of water and electricity and ground. And so that's one example. But, you know, we have industrial property in Douglas County that some other communities wish they had. And we have the advantage of I-5, and we have some shovel-ready ground that already has gas and sewer and water run to it. And so I think it's just a matter of time. The one thing that we struggle with that is similar to a lot of other communities is housing and then childcare and actually workforce. So sometimes a company will look at a piece of property and I get emails from Business Oregon, and they say Business Oregon is the economic development wing of the state government. And they'll say, hey, we're looking for a 70-acre parcel to build a widget factory. We need this much power, that much water, and it needs to have rail siding, for instance. And what it also means is there's potentially, let's say, 200 jobs that come with that. And the question that a lot of big bosses ask when they're looking to expand or relocate is, what does the workforce look like? Is there a ready workforce to go to work? And most communities, I think, are going to say no. It's hard to find communities in Oregon right now with a big group of people that are kind of just waiting for the next thing to drop. It ends up being more likely that your local college, community college, would train the workforce you need in order to employ the people that you would need there. So there are a lot of challenges around that, but we have smart people that are looking at and talking to and representing Douglas County well when it comes to businesses looking to expand or move here. And so we're just kind of waiting for the right I wouldn't even say waiting for the right thing. We know eventually some of these spots along I-5, the South County Industrial Park, the Back 9 project up at the 129 exit there by the Coke plant. These are places that eventually are going to have businesses locate there. And so we just want to be ready for when they drop in and say, hey, we want to be exactly halfway between Canada and Mexico and be on I-5.
What are some of the big things you took away from the event?
Well, workforce housing and housing in general is a huge element, a huge topic. And we spent a lot of time, we committed a lot of panels to that. And so I think we have solutions to some of the housing barriers that are out there. One of the big problems is you can't build a new single family unit right now for less than $400,000. There is no $250,000 to $400,000 option in a new house for a family that can afford $300,000. But there are organizations that help close that gap, and there are ideas and templates out there that we can repeat, and companies, there are organizations, and there are employers who are all interested in that. And so I really wanted to bring them together in a strong way to be able to see the solutions and then work together after this event. I did say, like, hey, the best thing that could happen is in like 5 years, the project that you're completing, it'd be great if you said that this project started with a conversation at the Southwestern Oregon Economic Summit 5 years ago. That would be great, because that's how long these things take. I mean, people complain about workforce development. They complain that housing doesn't happen fast enough. These are very slow turning wheels that take a long time to get started and then to happen. But they have to start somewhere. And so I'm hoping that that's what happened with the summit. And I think it did because of the people that we had.
Well, and one of the things around here, I mean, you've been around here a long time as well, is that when you have a smaller area, you've got a smaller tax base, you've got a smaller amount of people to draw from, and just naturally these things take longer versus, you know, park or want, you know, try to park something in Beaverton where there's a lot more people, or if it needs some funding, there's a huge tax base. Mm-hmm. And you can do those things, and then people around here look around and go, how'd they do that? Well, they have five times the people.
Yes, and probably larger organizations than just the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership with one guy running the thing. There's probably more aggressive marketing and more aggressive incentive pursuits that potentially could locate them there. But we are right on the edge of some very big things here, things that will add to and improve our economy and the vibrancy here, which will attract some other things to come our way. So I'm really optimistic about what we have going on in Douglas County, and it'll be great to see it unfold.
Well, what do you think for the future of the economy? I mean, you've got to seem very hopeful.
Well, I mean, it's really uncertain out there right now, and it's very hard to predict what's going to be happening as we go forward. But I'll tell you, I don't know a great answer to that question specifically, Kyle, but I will say that don't forget that our economy and the fact that we're sitting here was built on timber and manufacturing, and it will always be part of our future economy. And we need to find better ways to manage and access that resource for many reasons, but one of them is because people need places to live and they need jobs, and we should be producing that timber. We need to get our hands on more of it. And unfortunately, the forces at work out there are keeping that from happening. But as far as the future of our regional economy goes, manufacturing, timber, and a whole lot of other things that we want to bring our way, tech could be be very helpful. And other manufacturing elements too. And we have some world-class manufacturing that is happening around us from Seven Robotics and Convey and Orenco and North River Boats that will attract more like it. So I think that's what's on the horizon for us, but we cannot ignore the impact timber has, because it does more for this economy than all the other stuff I just talked about combined. But we definitely need those other elements to add to the vibrancy and the resilience of our economy.
What do you feel like is ahead for the partnership?
Well, we've got pitch night coming up. I'll go real short term for you. Pitch night's coming up June 24th. We've got a quarterly membership meeting coming up that we're going to be talking about childcare and childcare solutions. And also, we've started some other entrepreneurial things, including a morning mastermind that's meeting now once a month to try to invest in and support our entrepreneurs. So a lot of good things are happening. The future is bright.
And talk about this morning mastermind event. What are you going to do?
Yeah, we had it this morning, actually. We want to create a collaborative little cohort of entrepreneurs and give them a place to go to feel supported and energized. We had two entrepreneurs in there this morning, and both of them got a lot of attention, solving some of their struggles, celebrating their wins, and basically letting them know that they have resources from the Small Business Development Center, CCD Business Development, and the partnership all there to help them. And so that is a monthly morning coffee meeting at 7:30, where we get together and talk about what it's like to be an entrepreneur.
And are you still seeing more people want to go that direction, or is a tougher economy right now causing people to maybe pull back and just maintain the job they're in?
What entrepreneurism does in a situation like this is it gives people another option. If they were to get laid off, back in our day, maybe 20, 30 years ago, if that would have happened, we probably would have moved out, probably relocate. But if you have an idea for a business, it gives you a chance to develop that here and stay here. We want to keep smart people and their kids in this area. We want to make sure that we don't export everybody to another place for a better opportunity. So we feel like investing in that entrepreneurial network can really keep a lot of the talent local.
And if people want to find out more about the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership, how do they do that?
Yeah, you can follow us on Facebook, both Umpqua Growth Talks and the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership, or you can visit uedpartnership.org.
All right, Executive Director Brian Prowitz, thanks for being on.
Thanks, Kyle.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.